Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, we're sitting here in the Clay County Historic Courthouse.
Right
here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee. And it is a little nippy outside this morning. We've got the fire going in the fireplace here, but it's not real hot in here yet. All of our heat goes upstairs. It gets about 900 degrees upstairs in this place, but it's great to be here with you again this morning. Melissa White with me this morning, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things going on here in and around the county and things that are fixing to happen. And then we've got our program coming up this weekend, our Salina Christmas, and I may let her interview me a little bit about that, because that's coming up this weekend. And we just, of course, finished our mistletoe market last week, had a great success there. So we're getting stuff, getting ready for the big Christmas day coming up here before long. So right now, I guess we might ought to just take a little break, and then we'll come back. And but before we go, we'll remind you where we're at. We're here at WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and we do come to you live and in living color. You're on your radio dial. You don't get much of that anymore, so just sit back and enjoy it. And whatever you're doing, kind of slow down a little bit and enjoy this next hour coming up here on the Clay County Corner. Right now, we'll be back right after a few words from our sponsors.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. They've switched us right back on, Melissa, so I guess...
All right, we better watch what we say then.
Yeah, we better be careful. The first thing I'd like to do again, Melissa's an old history teacher, and I'm an older history teacher, and we're going to look at the things that happened on this day in history, and we may have a comment or two about that, but beginning in 1787, Delaware became the first state to ratify the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And I believe they've got on their license plate about being the first one to do that, I believe.
We have to have something to brag about.
Yeah. Well, in 1842, now this is kind of neat too, the New York Philharmonic gave its first concert, and I think they're still in business today.
Very famous.
Since 1842. And then Civil War battle nearby here took place today. I guess started today, and that was the Battle of Hartsville.
Oh, yes.
Down the road here a little bit. And this is a nice one here. Of course, this invention is still going along pretty good. It's gone through a couple of metamorphoses over the years. But on this day, Thomas Edison introduced the gramophone,
well,
which was the forerunner to the phonograph, which was the forerunner of the let's see, the 8-track tape, and then after the 8-track tape was a cassette, and then DVDs.
CDs, and then
DVDs, wasn't it? And now everything's on zip drives and floating through the air to get to it.
That's right.
In 1911, the National Hockey League was started. Of course, we like that because we got the Predators, hadn't we?
Love the Predators.
And let's see, this is kind of neat here. In 1926, the first gas refrigerator patented.
Wow.
That's a long time ago, wasn't it? This one I know, Wiley Post in 1934 discovered the jet stream.
Been there all along.
Yeah, but I guess he was up flying. Now, do you know anything about Wiley Post? Maybe why we remember.
The name is a little bit familiar, but I really don't remember anything.
I think
about
he was flying the plane. They've been up in Alaska that Will Rogers was in when they went down.
Oh, I see. That's probably where I've heard of the name.
Yeah, he was the pilot with Will Rogers. Mm-hmm. Of course, our noted American humorist, actor, that they were later on killed in an airplane crash. And let's see, in 1937, a 19-year-old young man joined the Boston Red Sox. His name was Ted Williams.
Oh.
Probably the greatest baseball player of all time.
That's arguably correct.
And, of course, Ted Williams used to come up and visit us up at Dale Hall a few years ago.
I didn't know that.
He came up and fished for smallmouth.
A little bit before my time.
Great. Well, I can remember, I think, maybe seeing him once. And then in skipping on down a little bit, in 1956, Larry Bird was born.
Oh, good for Larry Bird. We'll talk about him because of Indiana State, won't we?
Yep. And he's now 61 years. That's hard to believe.
I wonder if he still plays pretty well.
I don't know. He doesn't look like he's in real good basketball shape right now. But he probably doesn't run a whole lot. And then in 1972, Apollo 17 was launched, which was the first manned lunar vehicle to head toward the moon. So that happened. That gets us up pretty good ways in history.
That's good stuff.
Yes, it is. And it's always kind of interesting to look through these things and see all the different things that happened. Of course, there's all kinds of things on there. There's websites called This Day in History, and they've got all the birthdays, everything you can think of. But I try to go through and kind of glean out some of the better stuff.
That's so much easier than it used to be, you know, to do that research.
Well, you know, some of us may have lived through some of this.
A few of us have, yes.
Good morning.
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
I'm here again. Uh-huh. We're, of course, got a busy week going on here, but we had a meeting earlier in this week with the Preservation Committee.
A wonderful meeting.
Yes, it was. And I know, what are some of the things that the Preservation Group is looking at right now? I know that you have some requests for people.
Well, I tell you what, this Historic Preservation Committee, which is part of the 3-star and chamber programs, is very important to our community. Obviously, the primary purpose would be to preserve everything we can about Clay County's history in all different formats, whether it be buildings or artifacts, documents, photographs, even oral history. And we want to do that. And so we have a lot of enthusiastic, as you call them, history buffs on that committee. And we have a lot of leadership of entities that have been in existence for a long time. For example, you're on the committee, and you're the courthouse guru, as I call you. And Mary Lloyd Reno is on the committee from the museum, and lots of other historical leaders from the community. But we want to do what we can to preserve everything that we can. We're enthusiastic about it. But we also want to take a leadership role, if we can, in the sesquicentennial celebration of Clay County, which is the 150-year anniversary, and that'll be in 2020 because the county was founded in 1870. And also, really what the chamber had in mind with organizing the committee, too, was to make sure that we could help them meet the goals of the Clay County Community Plan, which the UCDD developed for us about a year and a half ago.
And we've been going through that thing just about on a weekly basis, a lot of us on a daily basis looking for things. And, you know, things come down the pike, and that actually it's got all of us, and hopefully a lot of people in Clay County, you know, thinking about our county and thinking about positively about things that we can do for the county. And you've got to start back at the beginning and work your way up, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. This county has a wealth of history, and we need to examine that. And the committee wants to make sure that we educate the community as much as we can about our county so everyone can be as enthusiastic as we are.
Okay, and, you know, looking through some of the historical characters that have been involved in this county. I know right offhand, I hate to throw this at you this way, but some of our folklore heroes, and a lot of that information is slipping away from us, isn't it?
That's right. That's why we need the oral history preserved as much as possible. We hope that we'll be involved with the museum in developing a digital archive so that we can store anything that we find and it can be available virtually to everyone at any time. But yes, we need to remember those folklore heroes and everybody else that was involved in our county's history. And we've had a very varied history. The economy of our county has drastically changed throughout different periods of time, and we've had different people at the forefront while that was happening.
I know just looking at some of the things that you have shared in the last little bit, I think there was a newspaper article about floating the logs down the river, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. I love the stories about talking with my 92-year-old grandfather yesterday, and he was telling me stories about his father-in-law, who had been a raftsman on the Cumberland River, and his father had been the pilot of the rafts. And so a lot of good folklore just talking to my own grandfather there. So I've got to videotape him and let him be one of our first people in that oral tradition that we have on the digital archive.
And I do know that there are lots of us my age that when we were growing up, it seemed like ever so often that our grandmothers would get all the grandkids in a group and tell us stories.
The storytelling tradition, it's a dying thing, Mr. Watson, but that is how that's how everyone was entertained, wasn't it? There was very little TV and not much radio, and so everyone relied on each other for entertainment.
You know, I know some of the times the stories would be kind of scary tales of kids getting carried off by eagles or something. Or ghost stories.
Why do you think they like those scary stories for kids?
Well, it gets your attention.
It makes you be good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, you know, I know that there are, we can remember, you know, tales of folks riding horses home from work at night and supposedly some young lady jumping up on the back of the horse and riding with them.
For a little while,
I'm sure you've heard those things.
I have.
And the old haunted houses.
Oh, yes. Lots in this community.
That was one of the things was, you know, go out and be brave enough to go in those things after dark. But, you know, those are all part of folklore of this county and of all counties around like that. And we sit here now and we think, you know, why didn't we get a little tape recorder out when Grandpa was talking to us? Why didn't we stick that in front of us and just let him talk? And, of course, we missed that. Of course, we were just in the very edge of the beginning of recording stuff.
Right. It was more difficult to do that. It's easy now with our cell phones, though. Anybody can do it.
And a lot of times you don't have to tell them till you get done what you've been doing.
Right. Like I don't like to tell my grandfather when I'm taping him. He doesn't like it.
But after you get it done, they usually do it. Why did we think of that before?
Oh, he's just a fantastic storyteller. And I know we're all biased about our own grandparents and family members, but every family has at least one person who's a fantastic storyteller and is usually the keeper of the family stories.
Yeah. And what do you want to tell us who your grandfather is that you're speaking
of? Certainly. I'm sorry. Paul White, he, like I said, is 92, and I suppose that most people would know him in the community because he worked in the retail industry here, but also was the county trustee for 8 years.
And he is also one of our few living World War II veterans.
Absolutely.
I think we're maybe down to maybe three or four left in the county.
I believe that they've now identified six.
Six? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've heard that lately.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are... You know, a lot of those men that served in the Great War, they didn't like to talk about what they experienced, in the middle part of their lives from the time they came back. I think most of them just wanted to come back and fit back into the community as best they could.
Yes.
Because, you know, that was we'd have to say one of a great eye-opening experience to take a young man from Salina, Tennessee, and dropping him over in the middle of Europe in Germany or Austria or somewhere or another. And, of course, I know most of them probably thought they were at home when they went through all of the trees and the fields and stuff there. But
looks similar.
And they didn't really want to talk about it when they came back, did they?
Not too much. In Grandpa's case, he actually was a very young man, 18 years old, a core driller at the dam, and the construction of Delhalla Dam at the time he was drafted. He was a young married man, was expecting a child. As soon as he went into, as soon as he was inducted, he had to come back home to help bury that child. And then he was actually serving on Okinawa. That's where he did his major service. And he said he ran into about 20 guys from Clay County while he was over there. So, and that was really interesting to him that he could identify that many people.
Well, I guess, you know, most of our young men that went in would have basically the same skills.
Yes.
And a lot of them would be assigned to the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know we had some officers, but most of them were just enlisted men. But you just hit on something there then, Hollis. But we'll get to that when we take a break.
Okay, all right.
We do have to pay for this thing.
Okay.
And we really, really appreciate all the folks that make this possible here. And, of course, we want to thank the Clay Chamber and the Three Star Committee for all of their assistance in keeping this thing going. And we're just grateful for the time we have with you folks here in Clay County every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock here on WVFB-FM. And I want to remind you that you can catch a rebroadcast of this evening at 6 o'clock and Bell Hall Horizon has all of these programs streamed by date, so you can go and find some things if you know the date it was on and listen to it. But right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Used to be a lot in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I got a reminder in my ear while we were off here a minute ago, something that I had jotted down in my memory bank, and it hadn't come up. But today is Pearl Harbor Day, and we were talking about World War
II. Wow, that's a good point.
Yes. And I know a few years ago I was able to visit Pearl Harbor, and if you ever get a chance, I know it's a long swim over to Hawaii, but you know that it's a trip well worthwhile. If the only reason you go is to visit Pearl Harbor and to see that the destruction that you know that's even still visible today, and you know, and then go out and go and go above where we still have sailors that are buried there under the water in those vessels. I mean, it's a very, very, I guess it draws your mind back to the sacrifices that were made. And of course, like Melissa said, that her that her grandfather made that so many of our people here in Clay County and all over this area that actually served there. And I know we had some folks that were at Pearl Harbor, nearby there. And I think you said that your grandfather served on Okinawa,
yes,
which was one of the toughest places you could be, I think.
And, yes.
But, of course, I always remember Pearl Harbor Day is today. But now, well, we were getting ready to talk a minute ago about another anniversary that's coming up here in Clay County. And I think maybe there's been some folks working on some type of PBS film or program or something or other on that. Melissa, what news do you have on that? What information do you have?
I'm not an expert about it, but I believe this is an important anniversary for the construction of Delhalla Dam and, of course, in the reservoir that followed. I believe this is the... 70th anniversary? I'm not good at my math there, am I? I'm not a math teacher.
I'd say that would be about right because...
Maybe 75th?
I'd say they usually go by five, so
yes,
probably the 75th. I think it was a 50th,
yes,
about 25 years
that
ago.
That makes sense. We'll go with 75. No, I believe that would be correct. 1942 would be the year that started.
And that, that dam, but there's no doubt about it, that it was the one event in Clay County that absolutely, totally changed our county forever.
We discussed that the other day in our Historical Preservation Committee meeting, maybe before you got there. We actually had, sorry about that, we see Mr. Watson sometimes about coming in a couple of minutes late, but he's always there. Dr. Young was pointing out that our population actually dropped significantly between 1940 and 1950 as a result of that.
A lot of those folks, of course, they did leave the county. They went to around the neighboring counties, and some of them went over into Kentucky.
And some went north like everybody else was doing.
And, of course, we had, a little bit of a population boom while it was being built,
mm-hmm,
with the folks that came in here to work. And
mm-hmm.
But then also the structure of the county, not just the loss of people, but the structure of this county was changed forever, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, a very significant portion of the county is completely separated from the rest of the county. And the second largest town in the county disappeared, of course, with Willow Grove. And I don't mean to sound overly negative, but there are things that have to happen in order to get the progress, and that's one of the things that happened. Some of the best farmland is underwater now. We've had some wonderful benefits from it, though, but we had some sacrifices as well.
We do have Delhalla Lake as a result of that.
Yes. Now, if only the federal government would build that bridge that they were supposed to, that was connected to parts of the county, that would be wonderful. But I don't think that's going to happen after 75 years.
No, I think you're probably right. But, that's something that a lot of folks here, they don't really realize is that when they drive from Salina all the way down to, the Willow Grove, on down past Willow Grove, down to the lake there, down to the dock, that you can nearly throw a rock to Pea Ridge from there.
Almost. It's a very short bridge, actually, if they would build it.
And we don't really think about that because we think about, now it's an isolated community.
Mm-hmm.
But in that day, there was just a matter of going across a small little river and families were separated. A lot of, part of the, like the Sherrills family, some of them remained on one side, some of them on this side.
Yes.
And they became separated from each other. And it did isolate part of our county. But as you said, with all the things it brought to us in this county. And of course, a little bit of the history of that dam, I think the original plans for that dam were that, part of the plans were that it was to be the power supply source for the secret city, wasn't it?
That's right, the Manhattan Project.
Right, and I think somebody finally decided that some of the spies might figure out if there was all kinds of activity going on and big buildings being built in Clay County, that someone might suspect that something was up.
Yes.
So they decided to move it to closer to a metropolitan area, which became Oak Ridge, over close to Knoxville. But, there's a lot of interesting history there for folks to get out and do some research on.
It's just like Tennessee Tech could have ended up here at one time, too. We could talk a lot about what could have been.
Yeah, I think maybe we've talked about how the Montvale Academy building maybe was talked about to be the first building for, what was it called, in Dixie College?
Yes, the founder of Montvale actually became the president of Dixie College. I just saw an article about that a couple of nights ago.
And that eventually evolved into Tennessee Tech.
That's right.
But, of course, those are all things of the past. Now what we've got to do is build on what we've got, don't we?
Absolutely, and have some community pride and embrace everything about our past so that we can go forward in the future. That's the truth.
Okay, and now the when we had our, I guess this is 75 years, the 50th, I guess that was just about the time I started teaching here in Clay County, about 1970.
Okay.
I think because, best I remember, we had a great big celebration then.
You mean the centennial celebration
yeah.
for the county?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We had floats and bands of marching and everybody in the county was involved in it. I remember we had the beard contest. I mean, just all kinds of little things jump in your mind.
Well, I was just a small child then, but well, I have to emphasize that, of course. But I believe that there's a wonderful brochure of all the activities, and as the committee discussed the other day, we've got to really get our thinking caps on and brainstorm about what would be wonderful for our upcoming celebration.
Okay, now, you know, that's something that, I know the history preservation thing. I know. Where have you been getting all these articles that you've been?
There are some free online databases and that I've been researching. I have a purpose in doing some research.
Yeah.
And then when I come across an article that I think would appeal to the general public, then I often post it on the Facebook site if you grew up in Salina, Tennessee.
Okay. Now, what are those websites?
You can do a basic search for 7 days free at newspaper.com.
Okay.
And premium search actually too as well. So that's easy if you want to get on there for just 7 days and quickly get off so that your card isn't charged. But actually the Library of Congress has a pretty significant database of free newspapers.
And there's also, I know, the state of Tennessee has some digital archives of photographs and things that you go on.
Oh, wonderful stuff.
Wonderful stuff there.
And the Tennessee Electronic Library has a few newspapers available as well.
And you can go on there and search all the way down to Cousin Joe if you want to put his name in there back from the early days and see if, you know, there may be a picture of him on there.
Oh, you never know. They're really doing a lot of good work. And, of course, they just did a wonderful Civil War preservation of artifacts and photos. They went around the whole state doing that, of course, during the Civil War sesquicentennial. And they're doing that same thing now for the 100-year anniversary of World War I.
Okay, and, you know, here in the county, folks listening to us now, what can they do to help with all of our projects going on with preservation?
Well, actually, to just get involved, you know, we're going to be making some call-outs for volunteers and helpers and people to contribute lots and lots of things here in the next few months. So just be aware of that. Listen to you, because we'll advertise it that way. We'll advertise it online. But make a point. If you're the family historian and you know who you are, like I said, every family has one, at least one, then make a point, please, to know where those artifacts and documents and photos are that might be of interest to the county at large. And make a point to contact us when we make a call for those. And let us know if you want to get more actively involved with doing the oral history projects or anything else that you think you can contribute.
And also, you know, things like primary documents that you may have, family Bibles.
Deeds, anything that is original to the time it was produced.
And letters to home.
Letters are the best.
That's one of the finest, because there are names mentioned there that just a name may spark someone in that knows something, that then they know where to try to go find more information about those folks.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
And just, like I said, and I know most all families do have those old letters that they put up and they've kept. And a lot of them, they're afraid to basically let anybody hardly touch them, aren't they?
Yes, and actually, in your presence, we can scan those. You know, we don't have to keep them or harm them in any way. We can scan those, and you can only show us what you want to. You don't have to show us what you don't want.
And, you know, those things, you know, once you get them scanned and you get them digitized, then they become, you know, relatively permanent, because the paper they're written on now, it is going to continue to disintegrate over the years, and it is going to dry and it's going to go away. But if you get a copy of it made, your great 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 grandchildren may be able to read that thing a long time from now.
Yes, we can all benefit, and the copies, they can get it easily from that source.
Okay, let's take a little break, and we've got to let somebody pay for this thing, haven't we?
Have to do it.
Okay, we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Once again, we are here with Melissa White. She had joined me this morning, and we still got a whole bunch. We could sit here and talk probably all day. But
all day.
The radio station, they kind of want us to shut down after about an hour or so.
Well, we can do that if we have to.
If we have to. I know we were talking a minute ago about preserving things, you know, and for everyone to contribute to this thing that's coming up. And like I said, just the mention of names sometimes sparks someone to go out and do research. And, you know, the all of the family tree stuff, you know, that's going on. Now, of course, now the big thing is family DNA.
You don't want to get me started on that.
you know, I mean, sometimes we run into trees without all the limbs on them. And
and the DNA helps with that.
And the DNA helps with that. And I know we see that stuff on TV all the time. Well, what were we talking about when we got cut off a minute ago?
Well, you know, I just don't even remember, so we'll just talk about whatever you say.
I know we were talking about the dam and the things that, you know, about how it did change the county, how it in some ways divided the county, because I know a lot of the folks over in the Willow Grove area kind of felt more closely aligned with Overton County for a number of years than they did with Clay County. But over the past few years, they have, you know, we've established more rapport with all of our county. And I know with the consolidation of the high school, the folks on both ends of the county have now, you know, we're more of a closer-knit community, especially with the citizens of our county. You know, I know some of the older citizens, Andrew, you know, we don't like to talk about this, but we still, you know, sometimes think of our little section as being superior to this and better than that. But the students now, the younger generation, We're becoming a more united county, aren't we?
I think we are, and that comes with technology and just mobility. You know, in the old, and we'll say the old days, whatever that means to you, people were very much isolated by physical boundaries and just the ability to get around. And so loyalty to that smaller community is very important, but Clay County as a whole is still just a very small community.
And, you know,
and we are more united. I agree with you.
And, you know, in the, I guess, like you said, the travel, the communication, all those things that, you know, and we don't have something that that's part of oral history is the old country store.
We miss that.
You know, when we think, you know, and I know myself as growing up, I can remember going up to Bert Heston's garage with my father when I was very young, where the men would gather there basically just about every morning. They'd get there early before they went to work, and they would talk about what had happened the night before, the week before, and get to, you know, talking about relatives, first one thing to another. But I don't know. We don't have very many. There's probably a few of those gathering places left, but there's not very many of those left in the county, is there?
Not as far as I know, especially in the smaller communities that were so close-knit at one time. I'm sure that networking still occurs, but it may be by text message.
But now, you know, in those days, you sit and you talk to each other. Like I said, there was all the little grocery stores, Crossroads, Pine Hill, Union Hill, out on the McCormick Ridge. There'd be a little grocery store out there. And then we had, we had post offices in a lot of those little communities that aren't there anymore.
Yes, and then if you really wanted to get what was going on in the whole county, you could come and sit here and whittle on the courthouse lawn.
Right, these people came here and gathered.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had... I don't know how many polling places we had in Clay County.
A lot.
At one time.
Yes.
And at one time, I know we had a couple of dozen schools here in Clay County.
I believe as many as 36 schools.
And that, you know, that also, it developed community pride. And, of course, with that community pride, they had more pride and felt more ownership with around the school where they were at, because that's where all the social activities took place.
All of
there
them.
In those places, you know, there would be the cakewalks and the pie suppers. If you ever, I don't guess you've ever been to a pie supper, have
I actually
you?
Have. At my home church when I was growing up, we had pie suppers occasionally.
You know, back, let's look back about 75 years ago, and maybe even a little bit farther back than that, a pie supper, all the young men and the young ladies.
That was a courting thing.
A courting thing. They would gather in at the church, and a young lady would bring a pie in,
mm-hmm.
and her beau would bid for that pie.
And he'd better win it.
And he would, then they would get to eat the pie together. But then sometimes some of his buddies would run the price up on
it. I can't imagine that. I've seen that done actually at benefits here lately, at auctions for cakes. Those men are forced to pay over $100 for those cakes and pies, but they do it. It's the same concept, I'm sure.
Yes, but, you know, that's kind of, the, you know, the social life we had then was built around church and school. And, of course, now we still have quite a number of churches in the area, and some of those have quite a few social activities.
Absolutely.
But like I said, we don't have that just that community gathering place like we had.
Not the same concept. And I'm afraid that people that are quite a bit younger really don't have any idea of how that was.
And, you know, we look up now and we see them sitting back-to-back texting each other.
That's how they communicate, yes.
I always thought it was more fun to speak to each other.
They'll figure that out someday,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay, now we got to do the birthdays and anniversaries here.
Don't forget that.
We got to give away one of those delicious ice cream cakes from out at the Salina Grill and Chill, and want to remind everyone to get out there and patronize those folks. They've still got the $5 meal deal going on, which you can get a great big old meal all the way down to an ice cream sundae for $5.
Can't beat that.
No, and of course at breakfast time, they'll fix you just about whatever you want for breakfast. It's not one of these places where you go in and get a number one and can't get a number two with part of what was on number one.
You can do what you want.
So they'll kind of fix it up for you. And the number to call is 243-5574. And once again, as I'm sure you've heard John say once or twice before, to speak slowly and clearly and leave the name of the person that you're wishing to celebrate this anniversary or birthday with. and leave us a phone number where we can contact someone. And I've got a few people now that are repeating names twice, so it gives me the chance to mess up two times instead of just one. But we have a pretty good list today, and we'll go through those with people that are celebrating a birthday this past week. Don Cherry celebrated a birthday this past week. I think it was on the 6th, and I think Anita and Lenora called this one in and to wish him a happy birthday. And then Ricky Short celebrating a birthday this week. His mom and dad and daughter called in to wish him a happy birthday. And also this week, Cody Ballard, happy birthday from Peggy and Reggie, Hope, and the rest of the family. They all want to wish him a happy birthday. And then I believe Cricket Strong is celebrating a birthday.
Wow.
We've got two or three of them here today. I think it's his 87th birthday.
Happy birthday.
I think, of course, you see him out and around and about just about anywhere. And then also this week, Barbara Likens celebrating a birthday. And this was from her daughters, Amanda Renee, and her husband, Lanny, and then a bunch of her cousins and friends. They all would like to wish her a happy birthday. And on the 1st, Benjamin Cooley, his family called in to wish him a happy birthday. And then we have on the 3rd, Alexis Smith from the family. That includes grandma, grandpa, cousins, mom, dad, a whole bunch of them. And Sue called in, she called in four names, and they were, you know, just the entire Smith family wishing all these folks a happy birthday. We had Zoe Smith on the 6th. And then Rinaldo celebrated a birthday this past week, and it was from his aunts, uncles, grandpa, all those folks wishing them a happy birthday. And then, like I said, someone called in Cricket's name, and then Cricket called in a name. He wanted to wish his sister Janie a happy birthday.
Well, that's sweet.
So happy birthday, Janie. And then also this past week, I think Paulette called this one in.
Well.
Wishing Cricket and Christina happy 63rd anniversary.
It's a big month.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then also celebrating a birthday this past week with Jewel Pennington, the folks over at Slana Rehab and Habilitation. I'd like to wish her a happy birthday. And Imogene Brown celebrated a birthday this past week from her friends and family. So we had, looked like about 13 of them in here, and we've got our sophisticated non-computerized selection system set up over here. And long toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a name, and the procedure is you go by the chamber and pick up a certificate and take it over to the Dairy Queen and trade it in for a birthday cake.
Happy birthday to everybody, and
yes.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, and like we had a pretty good bunch of them today.
That's a huge number.
Which means some folks are listening to us, maybe.
That's good. That's the way it needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our show, isn't it?
Show, and I'm here on occasion.
We get to talk about all this stuff. Let's see. What do you think we're going to talk about on history today, or we want to maybe talk about our Christmas play program coming up?
I think we need to go ahead and talk about the program coming up, because this is your baby, and we need to talk a lot about it.
Well,
and I do have my questions ready.
Okay. What do you got there?
Well, you are the curator of the courthouse. Is that your proper title?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, tell us what that means.
Well, it means that... I guess this was, I know I was, Dr. Young asked me if I would be the chairman of the courthouse committee, and I thought, you know, that I might ought to go one step farther on that, and I requested that the county executive and the county court appoint me to that position as a volunteer county position, which means it makes it where it can be handed down to someone else and makes it a little bit more, and it gives people a target to shoot at, I guess you would say. So, you know, when there's questions about things that needs to be done in the courthouse, or if we try to get a grant or something, that time, we do have someone's name that can go down, which is very, very important.
Absolutely.
When you do a grant.
Mm-hmm.
I know, just to drop off that a little bit, I know there are, like, grants for recreational, sporting fields and things like that, but in order to get those, a lot of them, you have to have someone who is the director of that program. And if you don't have that person, they won't consider you.
No.
So, and also I know I'd like to especially thank the folks that did appoint me to this, that they have, you know, if someone comes up with a question, you know, a lot of times they don't know who to go ask, and they have directly to the courthouse, and we hadn't had to make very many decisions, but the courthouse, it's available for all kinds of things. I know we've only had one wedding here, but we have had a wedding here, and of course we have our shows here, and our cruise ends, all those things that go on. And the thing we're trying to do is to make people aware that this building is just not an old building that needs to be torn down.
Right.
And I know you'll hear people say that, well, they don't use that old building for anything anymore. Why don't we just get it out of the way?
Oh, no.
I mean, this is the...
It is on the National Register of Historic Places.
Yeah, so if somebody tried to tear this thing down, they'd probably get in trouble.
I hope so,
But getting back to what we're doing this weekend, this is Saturday night, and at 7 o'clock, we'll be doing what we call a Salina Christmas. And this is based upon, loosely, and adapted to a radio station. It's a satirical little bit of work.
say the least.
And it's part of a Broadway play that had, I think, maybe two actors that played like 40 characters between them in about 2 hours. But we have gleaned out of it. There was part of it in there. It's built around two radio disc jockeys, which fits pretty good for what we do.
It does.
So we have a couple of radio disc jockeys, and they have happenings, things going on in this in the town of Salina. And of course, the characters are fictitious. And occasionally we will drop in a name of someone, but we don't want to use people's names per se and make them characters. But it's a neat little place, satirical. There's a contest going on to pick out the best yard display. You know, things that we have done here and continue to do. And then we've got a mysterious phantom that's going around turning off the Christmas lights.
Oh, my.
And things like that. And we have some guests to come in, do some advertising on the radio show. The two disc jockeys, they bring you up to what's going on in and around the town of Salina. So that's going on, and we've also got someone doing a little bit of a swap shop thing in there. Then we announce toward the end of the play part, we announce the winners of the yard contest.
Oh my, that may cause controversy.
Well, it could. I mean, I know we do have yard displays with the nativity scene, Christmas trees, and some Christmas stockings that are involved in all this. And let's see, some of the folks involved.
I wanted to ask you about that. You've got a good variety of people.
Well, the players in the show, some years we have quite a few actors. We have some children in it. This year we kind of went with, it's all adults, but Harrison Young is in the play, Tanya Spears, Nikki Blakely, James Hamilton, Wynton Young, Kathy Merritt. Those
and
are
you.
Our major players. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could find someone to do that part, and I could maybe sit back at the back and imitate my old job of just running the soundboard and kind of staying out of sight.
Well, I'm appreciative that these people would dedicate their time to this project. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you've got some musicians involved. Boy, you have a connection with all these musicians. Tell us who's going to be there.
Well, okay, we have a good bunch of those. Remember the names of the folks in the group, the Brimstone Bluegrass Bunch, which is folks out at Highway 52 Barbecue, Gary and Diane Brown, and I think then the family of, our state trooper. I can't think of his name. He and his daughter that play in this band also. And I'll think of that in a minute when I get to something else.
Sure you will.
And then Craig Ogletree family, which is his daughter and his son, Will and Emma, and they always do some songs in it. And Tristan Stafford is doing a couple of songs. Amy Tilson and her daughter Lily, they've been in the show, I think, just about every year that we've had it. And I think
many years have you had the show?
I think this is the fifth or sixth.
Okay.
One, I think. And Charlie Goad, he does a song each year. He kind of surprised us one year, and he comes strolling in there. Said he wanted to do a song. So.
I think that's wonderful. You have to have those volunteers.
And then we have a group called Take Five, which is Wayne Nelson, who a former citizen here who has now moved back. That's on the ID board and doing some work,
right.
Volunteer work here in the county. It's a group they've reformed. I know Darwin Clark is one of the members. Maybe Ronnie Smith.
Well,
maybe the other. There's three of those guys. And then Jim Stevens is going to do a couple of numbers. And of course, Jim, if you remember all of our shows we did out at the high school, he participated in those. Jim was also a basketball player for me.
Well, he's my classmate. I remember it all quite well.
And then Elizabeth Strong and her family, that includes kids and grandkids, they're doing, I think, a couple of three things.
Willie will be in that, won't he?
Yeah, Willie will be there. Mm-hmm. And I know her her grandson, Zach.
Oh, yes.
And, and then her daughters. So quite a good group of them. They do some good stuff. And then Cherokee up, the young lady down at the junior high. And I think that's Cherokee and maybe the head sisters, head twins, and maybe some more of those little kids.
Some youngsters there.
I know the teacher down there said they have been practicing for the last little bit to be on there. And Jimmy Butler's coming back on again, and he does the recitation of the Christmas guest.
Oh, that'll be wonderful.
That's real good.
Yeah.
So, and we, of course, we never know. We may have some surprises. But, you know, these folks volunteer their time and come in, and this is a great show, and we try to weave together something that's interesting for everyone. And it's at 7 o'clock for Saturday night.
How can we get tickets?
We've got tickets at the banks here in Solana, and I'm sure we'll have tickets at the door. We can seat, we officially say 130. I think we've had 140 or 50 in there one time or another. And it is a great show place to come in and sit and enjoy Saturday evening with us. And after the show, we have a little reception down here.
Oh, yes. That's important to remember.
Okay. Well, I guess we need to take a little break
here. I believe we should.
Because we do have to pay for this thing. So we'll be right back after these words from others.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. We are, like I said before, I keep saying all the time that we're in the courthouse here, but we're inside the Christmas-decorated courthouse this time.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Tell us how that happened.
Well, we have, of course, our courthouse committee, and then plus volunteers that come by and help, but I know Francis Donaldson, Beth Moulton, of course, Melissa, I didn't see you.
I didn't decorate a bit, no.
Well, okay.
I admit it.
And Tanya Spears. we all work down here most of the week before the Christmas parade to get it ready so folks could see it. You know, we mm-hmm. actually ended the Christmas parade here, and we have, you know, the greenery. We, of course, want to always thank Billy Walker, who takes his big long pole and hangs the wreaths up on the windows. And then our big wreaths here on the front of the courthouse, Craig Ogletree from Twin Lakes comes down, brings the bucket truck down, and hangs those up for us.
That's nice.
And, you know, the greenery you see around the outside, a lot of it is live greenery. And, of course, by putting it up a little earlier, it may turn a little brown before we get through Christmas.
That's just part of it.
But that's part of it. But this place looks great here. I mean, it really does. And if you haven't had a chance to come by and take a look at the courthouse, do that. But the night of the play, we'll have three of the rooms down here open, and we have the mantles here in the fireplace all decorated. And we've got a great Christmassy feel here when you got your
fire
going.
Feels wonderful, yes.
And we take pride in our building here, and we know that, you know, we've got to do some repair work here. I know we have some things. Sometimes people look and say, well, it's an old run-down building and all that. But we do have some things that need to be repaired, but we're working on it. And
it has excellent bones.
And I know, right. I mean, this old building would be hard to hard to tear down, even if you wanted to. But I know Mayor Reagan, he's got some folks that are going to come in and do some shoring up until we can come up with that big grant to, and you know,
and
when
we
you talk
will
about,
too.
Eventually we will, but you know, we're talking about, you know, anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000 of work that would have to really be done on this to bring it up to where we would like for it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, work on the windows, the wood trim, garnish, and stuff on the outside. It's in pretty good shape now. You know, we're looking at a building that's pretty old.
Almost 150 years old.
Almost 150 years. And another thing that the courthouse committee has done, and it will be hopefully be up before the end of the year, and that is we do have a bronze plaque that we're going to put on the outside of the courthouse so folks, when they come up, will know that this building is listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
One of the few in the county.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know there are a few others here. And, of course, there are probably some in the county that could be listed if folks would bother to contact those folks. And we, you know, that's something, too. You know, that's something, the old buildings here in the county, you know, people, they may look out and see an old woodshed sitting out there that's made out of logs or whatever and think, well, let's just tear that down and get it out of the way. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Call someone and find out if there's some type of history to it, if there's some kind of uniqueness to the way it's built or something like that. And, you know, just because it's old, because I'm getting old too, let's don't do away with it just because it's old.
No, everything has a story, and it's important to record that as much as possible. You've got to give a special thanks to Miss Kim Grace, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Miss Kim and her K-8 art class have done some work on some backdrops and scenery for us, and we'll have that up. So, you know, usually, you know, that's one of the great things about being down here. If you call on someone or ask for volunteers, they just don't say no. Seems like everyone has always eager to help do anything that we've done here around the courthouse. And, of course, we always welcome volunteers, and we welcome anyone that would like to take part in anything we do here. I know sometimes we get a little behind and don't get started early enough, but, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas is a very short time. And any time that you would like to see something done here at the courthouse, the first thing is, you know, let us know about it and then volunteer to do it.
Absolutely. It's good to have the idea, but somebody has to follow through.
Right. We like things like that, don't we? Okay, we've got, I guess, a couple of minutes left. You want to reach in there and pull me out a number out of that thing right there?
I will. Good luck, everybody. I'm not looking. There you go.
It looks like Barbara Likens.
Congratulations, Barbara.
You have won a cake today, and you can thank your friends and family that called in your name and number. And
what was that number, just out of curiosity?
It was
number six?
Yes, it was. It was number six. So we appreciate all the folks that called in, and don't forget to call in for next week's show, 243-5574. And once again, it's been a pleasure having you here with us this morning.
I've had a wonderful time. I'd like to do it more often.
We can always find things to talk about. And if you would like to be a guest on the radio show, if you've got some interesting stories to tell, information that you want to share with everyone, let us know. We'll find a spot for you. We love talking to anyone from here in the county that has interesting stories of any kind. And as we said before, we do have lots of characters here in Clay County. And we need to get them on here and let everyone know about what's going on.
Don't be shy. Just let them know.
Yeah, just let us know. Okay, I guess that'll... okay, if you want any kind of information about what's going on here, there's a couple of things you can do. You can call my cell phone number, which is 931-243-3464. And we have an email address for the courthouse here, and it is courthouse@info-ed.com. And we receive those, and as far as the play, come by here Saturday night, and you can go by the banks early and pick up your tickets, $5, and that's going to be the best $5 you've spent this year.
It'll be fabulous.
And buy maybe five or six of them, give them to your friends and neighbors for Christmas gifts. Make everyone happy.
Early Christmas gift.
Early Christmas gift. With that said, I guess we can shut the barn door now and again here. We've got everything put up, I think, and we'll see you again next week at the same time here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kick the Country. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again at the same place next week. Good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.